Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What exactly is going on as far as the Salvation Army trying to kind of expand their footprint in your district? Talk to us what's going on.
Yeah, in Allentown on Main Street between Allen and North Street, the Salvation Army is currently coming up with a proposal to build affordable housing on their site currently. And although they have no affirmative plans or nothing has been submitted to the plan board, I have connected them with the North Pearl Block Club so that they can just start having initial conversations about what their proposal is. And as you could tell from today's committee meeting, the North Pearl Block Club is in support of the Salvation Army and some form of a project, but right now they're really expressing great concern over the sheer density and volume that this large project at its scale could bring. So as the council is in recess and before the Salvation Army submits any plans to the planning board, I really want to mitigate all of those problems that residents have brought up. So hopefully that a project that the Salvation Army does submit to the planning board is reflective of the neighborhood concerns. Because as you know, Allentown is dense by nature. It's a historic neighborhood that has parking problems and has, those issues that it deals with close to the medical campus. So any project moving forward, just moving in a cohesive manner that, addresses those issues is super important. And, I'm hopeful that the Salvation Army will be continue to be a good neighbor to their neighbors on North Pearl. And, for the way that they've operated throughout history, the Salvation Army has always been a good neighborhood at that site. And I don't see them, not taking their constituents and residents' concern on North Pearl into account and amending their plan for a better proposal.
So what it sounds like to me, and Claire, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like the block club and residents are on board with the idea of a project, but they're concerned about some of the things that, like parking and traffic and that development and density in that area will bring. So they want more of a scaled down version of what Salvation Army is proposing.
Yeah, the sheer volume that the project currently could bring is about 400 people to a one block radius, and that's a lot of cars and foot traffic and scale that is going to need to be talked about, because yes, we want dense neighborhoods, but we also have to talk about the factors that could harm the quality of life in that neighborhood. And it is a one block radius. It's in between Allen and North, so we really need to talk about the scope of the project. And I believe that, the residents have brought up that this can be a good project, but their main thing is just the sheer volume that it brings now, and that we really need to start talking about how we can scale back the scope of the project.
Have you had discussions with the Salvation Army about this?
Yeah, I've had preliminary discussions with the Salvation Army, and they were incredibly open to everything that I had to say. And I let them know that I often, take my residents and what they say very seriously, and I wanted to make sure that they were able to present to the North Pearl Block Club, get all that feedback, and then my job and role is really to facilitate both parties to come up with a better proposal. And I have the utmost faith in the Salvation Army that they're going to come up with a proposal that the neighborhood can get behind.
And a timeline for this moving forward, what do you think?
I believe that the Salvation Army said that they wanted to submit something to the planning board in October or November. I know that now that they are probably working really hard to hear all of the constituents' concerns and get back to the drawing board. I don't know if that will delay it further, but I'm assuming by either the fall or early winter for them to probably have a proposal to submit to the planning board.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.